are listening to Real World News.
The United States and the World Bank at the anti-democratic UN negotiations. The U.S. plays a destructive role at the United Nations climate negotiations. It gives a number of countries an excuse for not doing anything or for being problematic, said Friends of the Earth U.S. campaigner Karen Orenstein in an interview with Real World Radio. She also warned about the future of the Green Climate Fund, which, as it is written now, it would facilitate the private sector's access to the fund. She also spoke about the fights that are ahead of us to decide whether the World Bank will manage the fund or not. She finally admitted that working within the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change is incredibly frustrating. Real World Radio interviewed Orenstein before the end of the COP17 of the UN Convention on Climate Change held in Durban, South Africa. The event ended last December the 11th. She began by describing the U.S. role in the negotiations as destructive. She said the country does not want anything about greenhouse gas reductions to be decided here. They don't want any money to be delivered to the countries most affected by climate change, and they don't want other countries to take more ambitious actions.
You are listening to Real World News.